Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sinus
pressure. Oh, no.
All right, you talk about it all the time, Rob, right? You get the whole sinus
allergies,
thing.
Yes. Year-round.
This is new down here, but I'm sitting here today, and I believe it is sinus pressure. I don't know if it is either sinus pressure, dehydration, or the lack of sleep. I'm not sure what's doing it, but I woke up with this low-grade frontal lobe head thing, and it's pressure.
Is it right here? Is it right here?
Yes, it's under the front part of the eyes.
Yep, that's it.
Under the skull that comes over the eyes. Nah.
If you were to have flames, prickling flames.
It's making me logy. I want to have a Roto-Rooter, maybe the Zicam.
I know you have sometimes you get the migraines. Can you take a decongestant like a Mucinex D?
I can't even. You know what gave me a migraine the other day? Cologne.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Pony. Time for you to...
Designer Imposter Cologne?
I think it was called Soul to Soul.
That's a good sexy 80s cologne.
Versace.
It was not Versace. That'd be
high nicer. Karate.
But I think that's good stuff. It's very similar to Brute.
It is very good and Old Spice.
I like Brute. But anyway, yeah. So anyway,
What I do every day, and it's a pain. But there is the sinus wash where you get the salts and the stuff, and you squirt it up your nose, and it comes out the other. Mm-hmm. That actually does help.
Also,
yeah, you know, another thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Oscar.
I'm sorry. A spin class before the show.
Yes.
Really opens your nasal passages up.
Yes, but it also closes his arteries.
Let me contact my surgeon and see about getting right on that. I'll see about if I can get myself to... I can't get out of the car, for Christ's sake. Much less get my ass on one of those bicycles. And by the way, maybe it was the conversation with my son. Yeah. Rob, you will play the role of me. I will be my son. Okay.
Are we going to see my teacher?
Yes, we're going to go see your teacher.
Are we going to see my teacher?
We're going to see your teacher.
Are we going to see my teacher?
We're going to get in the car and drive to see your teacher. We're going to see your teacher!
Yeah, I don't do that.
Does he have a crush?
I say gently to him, please do not repeat again. Please do not repeat.
In that tone?
Going to see my... No, I don't say it like that.
How do you say it?
Like Burt Lancaster. Now, you're not familiar with him because he's an elderly dead movie actor, but I was like, please stop repeating that. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. This is going to be a goofy show. And we're taping the bonus show today. If you want to get a bonus show, get this week. It's going to be silly.
Do you turn your head away from him? You turn your head away from your son the way that...
Please stop repeating that constantly.
The way Frank Gorshin used to do. You're going to have to stop repeating yourself
continuously. It's a tell that you're tired.
And then of course, Mike, the Burt Lancaster laugh, please.
What?
There we go.
Does he have a crush? Does he have a crush on his teacher?
No, not really. No, it's just...
Does daddy?
Yeah.
That is a negative.
Oh, okay,
thank you,
sturdy woman.
No, she's not sturdy. Well, one of them. Stop doing that.
She built for speed or pleasure.
You try to get me to go down that highway. Open up the mailbag, because did you get the new theme yet?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I want the Korean Air one.
Mike, the Korean Air one is the same.
It is not the same. You have not seen the commercial. You have not paid attention to it. It is a brand new It's All About You that was written for Korean Air. It is a new commercial. Deal with it.
I spent 90 minutes looking at every flipping Korean Air ad. And
probably
it's all
not
a different
online.
Mix. It's well then.
Probably.
Where do I find this? Like? Yeah,
I'm
where do
find
I find this?
Are there whites or Asians?
Well, what happens is they focus on
visually is what I'm saying.
No, you see, they focus on the passenger's experience, and that's the deal.
Hmm. And that's the new one?
Well, no. Apparently, it's all about you. That's the one we have.
That's the old one.
Yes.
So you won't find it online because it's the first thing that shows up. So that would indicate that it's not online. It's just on TV.
You.
Do you know where what they sponsor? Where I could find it?
CNN.
The
this
CNN
little network yes. called CNN.
Mm-hmm. The all cable news all the network.
Time. Mm-hmm. All right, let me just put in, and you probably did the same thing because, and that's the extent of it. New.
Oh, had I thought of that.
I searched it by year as well. 2016.
Oh, that's smart.
2015.
Korean Air.
No, it's the same. Well, that looks different. No, that's new uniform.
I think, well, we are 2010.
Wearing... 2010. Come on, Korean Air. What's going on?
Well, Mike, it's a backward country.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not the first one that said it's a new... Didn't somebody else bring that in that said there's new music?
And then I
saw it.
But the most recent one that I have found online, and I searched very hard, because I even found other layers of songs called It's All About You. They have like slightly different remixes, but it's the same song and the same vocal, and the remix was useless because there was an announcer over it. And I don't want that. I just want the song.
You know what we could do is contact Korean Air and say, look, we're really a big fan of giving you a free commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just send us the song or the music?
Mm-hmm. That's the old one.
And
I don't like the old
one. Oh, have you tried to Shazam it? Because then it'll tell you who sings the song.
Ah, but we can't Shazam it if we don't have the right song.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what are we going to do?
Now I've got a little mini Ripperton for you.
What?
Just because that showed up when I was searching for the...
Oh, this is good waiting music.
That's good. And I'm glad you didn't play the hit, Mike.
Hold on. Let me stop it. Now I'm getting out of control.
Oh, you know nice. What? The dance
you know
remix.
Show? You know a show?
Dance.
This is
dance,
the dirtiest
dance,
little
dance,
song.
Dance.
What song?
Loving You by Minnie.
Oh, it's easy because you're beautiful.
This is
and you know what? That always makes me think of Wayne Newton in Vegas Vacation when he brings Beverly D'Angelo up and she does the high note for him.
Minnie Ripperton is so horny.
Yes, she is.
This is here we go.
Loving you is easy you know cause you're beautiful.
Oh, the song is called Compassion.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, wait, you found
look
it?
Look at that.
And you know, Mike, if you can't afford a full-size Ripperton, try the mini Ripperton. It's great for apartment dwellers, people in the city.
Compassion. I think this may be just the song. Wow.
Ah. Shoot him the auxiliary cable.
Shoot me something.
Yeah.
Hey, the beauty of this for you junior podcasters is that when Mike wants something, Mike gets something.
That's
well,
right.
Well, I just it's a very cold
what's that, pony?
Open without that.
Mm.
It doesn't have that. Pony, have you heard the new jingle?
I have not, but I want to hear it. I'm excited.
I'm playing something with a Korean Air logo on it.
Ooh.
I don't know what it is.
Is it Compassion?
Oh, wait a minute. Would you like to hear the Thai Airways boarding song?
Yes.
I'd like to hear that.
Oh,
see,
yes.
When you start, what is this called, what I'm doing right now?
You're rabbit holing.
I'm rabbit holing.
I've got one if you don't. Oh, this is nice.
Welcome to Thai Airways. Everyone, enjoy the Mike O'Meara Show. Sit back right now as you're doing. Can you hear that, by the way?
Oh, yes. It's wonderful.
I'll
you don't often think about something like Siamese twin.
Can you play that song again? I'd like to add something to it.
Do you know what he did just there? He couldn't get Thailand.
Yeah.
Siam is...
Mm-hmm. Some years ago, it was called Siam.
Like 100 years ago.
No, I think it was like in the 80s. I'm pretty sure.
Would you like to hear the ANA boarding music?
Please. Yes.
So if you're like getting on a 777 or a 747, you're flying, you're getting ready to do one of those 14-hour flights.
Yeah. Yes.
This is what you hear in the background. You guys hear that okay?
What's AMA?
Anus Airlines.
Anus?
Yes.
Anus Airlines.
Yes. Oscar, did you have something?
I do. This is the Korean Air remix.
Oh, you see,
could,
I
this
think
could
it's
be
the
it.
Same.
Let's see if he's got it. No.
No? Yeah, this is just the remix. Somebody actually remixed the song.
That doesn't even sound like English.
Okay, here's how you can identify the new one.
It's Korean Air.
No, the new one is immediate vocal.
It starts cold.
It's all about you. That's
all right.
How it starts. It starts out with, it's all about, you know, I'm going to put in, it's all about you.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Did that.
What's ANA?
ANA is
American. Oh, that's Nepal. Nepalese. Nepal.
Oh, Nepal, of course. Yeah, if you wanted to go to Kathmandu.
You know what?
I don't know what Kathmandu. I don't know what to do.
Boxing.
All right, now see, we're rabbit holing. We're rabbit holing.
We're rabbit holing.
I found it. I found it. This is it.
All right,
this
go.
Is it. This is it. I found it. Let me just bring it up in the search engine here.
All right,
please.
All right, here we go. There it is. Finally.
Yes.
Took long enough.
I think I'm going to catch you.
Yeah.
That's really, really where I'm coming to.
Bob Seger.
Hey. I'd be okay with this being the mailbag theme.
Just write Kathmandu at MikeOMaraShow.com.
North Pole, USA.
All right, hold on.
I swear we're sober.
Next week, Bob Seger is going to do the theme to the mailbag, and it might be Kathmandu.
You know, if there are...
I'm sorry.
Listeners would be great for this. Our family, if you're out there, find the new song, send it to Rob.
Please just send it in an electronic mail.
There is a new... It is the new commercial, and it goes right into the vocal. It's all about you, and that will be so convenient.
Please.
To not have that mediocre...
The build-up. I like the build-up.
I like the build-up because you talk it up. I like that. And if we don't find the new version of that, can we also open the mailbag with Betty Lou's getting out tonight?
That's or another, something from the Postal Service.
It's another, you know, Bob Seger song.
This is probably, that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. The Postal Service.
Oh,
get it?
Please, Mr. Postman.
There you go.
That's a good
probably
one.
Not the most professional opening to a show.
But, have we know, started?
It sure.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Love this song.
WABA. How are you? Harry Carey. Middays from 10 to 2. Your chance to win a power Porsche coming up in 15 minutes right here. I'm sorry. That was a bad.
What's in the glove box?
$5,000 in gas money.
Hey, let's give you the very first key as 4,000 people wait in line to open the power Porsche, and the person gets in the car and starts it. And you wanted to stab them. Everybody wanted to. The DJs want to stab them. The people in line want to stab them.
Because you can't rig that.
No.
The car dealership owner wants to stab them. And then the guy was like, and I remember it. And this, I could be making this up in my own brain. But I believe really that not only did that happen, like with the third person that tried the key, but the person was a crap winner. Kind of went, yeah. Yeah, good. Like they expected it.
I remember,
I
you know what?
Dead. I wanted their family dead. I wanted to burn down their house and go
dead or alive.
Even as a 15-year-old listener, I remember the promo being bad. The winner promo. It was
exactly.
Like, we've given away a power Porsche.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. You know, you'd give $20 to somebody and they go, the power Porsche, you know, back in the day. Oh, back when I was a baby DJ, a $4,000 car, people go crazy.
They were $4,000
no,
at one point?
No. Start the show. We'll do the mailbag next. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Walker?
I am extraordinarily busy, sir.
I just wanted to ask about the chocolate. The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. Well, when does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis, incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler. That's what you are. How can you do a thing like this? Build up a little boy's hopes and then smash all his dreams to pieces. You're an inhuman monster!
I said good day!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
And then the weird thing is that Willy Wonka said, "How's Joe Paterno?" Even though Joe Paterno was already dead. There you go. Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Vistaprint. Ah. Let me show you a card from this young man. Take a look at that.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mike,
do you have some new ones too? Okay,
that's nice. But Nicholas Lawrence, if you need painting done, you got to go to Lawrence Painting. Look at this. This is the coolest, classiest looking card.
Can I see that?
It's just bare minimum, got the information you need on it. It looks like $1 million and he got
it done. Is there a company Vistaprint. Name or is
Lawrence
it just
Painting?
It's Lawrence Painting. Let me explain to you for the hundreds of people that have had their Vistaprint cards made and haven't taken the time and shown the initiative that Lawrence Painting has shown. This is not just a commercial for Vistaprint. It's a commercial for a card by Vistaprint for Lawrence Painting. Yeah. And where is Lawrence Painting based? I'm going to give this is a single card the guy saved. Because our listeners are like, I don't want to send it in. like that. And Lawrence Painting gets the credit today. Because where's he from? Where?
All right. First of all, it's Lawrence Painting, clean, professional, mindful. And he's from Vermont.
Vermont.
You're going to get some painting done in Vermont, probably the Burlington area. I would use Lawrence Painting. And he's got his cards. 500 cards for under $10 at Vistaprint. They make it easy and affordable to make great first impressions. Totally customizable front and back. You can get upgrades galore. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure your design is perfect. Remember, use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. And please send along your card, like Mr. Lawrence did from Lawrence Painting in Burlington, Vermont. I hope it's Burlington. Otherwise, I could be screwed here. But
I'm sure he will service Burlington.
Yeah, he works the whole state, Mike.
Yeah, it's not a big state.
It's a big state. Yes, it is. It's a tall state.
Oh,
it's a tall. So if you go up to the Canadian border, you know, in the Burlington area, and then you go down to the southern part of the state, it's a very lengthy state.
Well, if he's got to hit Killingston, there's a surcharge.
Yeah.
Killingston.
Killington. I've been there before.
Killingston.
Hi. I do this for a living.
Yeah. Sounds like a murderer, doesn't it? My name is J.W. Killingston.
When I grew up in Connecticut, I used to spend time in that town. Wallingsford.
what a dick.
I went to school in Richmond.
Hey.
Richmond.
No, that didn't,
didn't work.
See, that didn't work, but you had to pile on. You had to get the last word, even though you didn't have one ready.
You killed the comedy pyramid.
I did.
It crumbled. He selfished that. Let's open up your mailbag. Let's do that.
Do you want the Korean one or do you want the boy band one?
I want the Korean one.
Okay.
I hope that our listeners get us after that opening of the show. I hope with my sinus headache we get the new jingle.
I'm sorry about your head.
It's not all about me. It's all about you.
Can I shoehorn something real quick?
One time he's going to shoehorn.
Please do.
The Washington Post, I looked up Power Porsche to see if I could find anything about it. They actually used to cover radio at length.
Oh, yeah. There was a radio reporter.
I found an article about the Power Porsche giveaway.
Mm-hmm. By Jeffrey York? Was it Jeffrey York?
Let's see. Rob's got in front of him right now.
You scroll up and see who wrote it.
Was it Jeffrey York?
They talk about the Don and Mike show giving away a Power Porsche.
Power Porsche. It was a big promotion. They spent a lot of money on promotions. Everybody.
They cover every radio show, but they highlight the Power Porsche. I'm just amazed that actually happened.
No byline on the internet.
It was a wonderful promotion. Let's open up the mailbag. We have a new youngest listener. Welcome to our world. Skylar Ray Weiss was born yesterday at 9:47 a.m., 7 pounds, 20 inches, and perfect.
Nice.
Congrats to granddad Jason Wickland.
Super P1 Jason is.
In the show today, speaking of fathers and grandfathers, I went to my child's school today, so I'll tell you all about it.
Very nice.
The lovely Stephanie Widmer had a birthday on April 9th and would love it if Oscar the Magnificent could wish her a happy birthday and offer tips on how to be a good wife. It's wonderful. We don't have to spin anything for that, right?
Yeah, no spinning. Stephanie,
happy birthday. Even though you're not married, you can offer advice.
Yeah.
Yet.
Look, when you find that special someone, he's going to tell you all kinds of things. Like, he loves you, and he's going to take care of you, and he wants to be with you. Those are all true. But that all can stop if you get pushy. Nobody likes a pushy broad, all right? True. Remember that. You mind your P's and Q's, play your position, take care of him, he'll take care of you. There Happy you birthday.
I don't know how those dings got in there. Must be somebody's approving.
I would say anyway, I would say yes. That right now, to best describe Maddie's face, it would be a smirk.
A smirk, yeah. A smirk, but maybe just a little hint of contempt.
A little bit.
Parker Shekel.
Yep.
Parker Shekel.
Yeah, can't lose.
Parker Shekel. Hey, what a Jackie. Oh, Bernie. Bernie's here.
I just want to say this is a good day.
Thank you very much. I don't know why he came in. Parker Shekel turned 7 this week and just recently discovered that farts are funny.
Yes.
Ah, they grow up so fast. Happy birthday, Parker. That's fantastic. So let me get a little something for Parker here. Hey, Parker, happy 7th birthday. Hey, Parker. Parker, what did you just do? Oh, Parker. Parker. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Parker, what did mommy do? Oh, no, mommy. Daddy. Parker Shekel. Thank you very much, Parker. That's for you. Moving right along here. A great big happy 47th this weekend to our California Fan Club president, Stephanie Matulich.
Yay.
Yes, Steph. Woohoo. She online always.
Yes.
Killing it.
Austin Brown lives in Kansas, and he turned 4 last weekend. What can Brown do for you? He's not going to get that joke.
Well, I mean, the letter was sparse. I had to give him something.
Yeah. He'll get this joke.
Okay.
Here we go. Hey, Austin.
Yeah, but I didn't know how to spell that.
Matt Gilbert is now 44. Happy birthday. He has been divorced for 1 year. Oh, wow. Fantastic. That's awesome. That's good stuff. Divorce for 1 year, that's a big deal. And wants to know, he's hooking up with girls. He wants us to know he's hooking up with girls half his age on Tinder.
Nice.
Wow. So TMOS interns need to step up their game. What the hell is that about?
Hey, don't be a creep. They're off limits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what nasty. I had to do? I had to wash my hands after this letter. Yeah.
Editor's note. Rob wrote this. Pure class. Anyway, happy silver anniversary to Mike and Marlena Wilson. Marlena? Marlena Wilson. That used to be the wife of Jack and Cook. My wife, Marlena.
She misbehaved.
She got drunk at a bar in Georgetown and crawled on the hood of a car.
Yes.
All right. So also happy birthday. They both turned 59 this month. They must have totally destroyed their cake budget. Okay. Now on to the letters. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and interns, a few weeks ago, my much younger sister, Nita, surprised me by sending in a birthday request. So today, I'm returning the favor. I introduced her to the Don and Mike show when she was 7 or 8. 6 months ago. That means she's 60 now. 6 months ago, when I discovered the podcast, I followed Mike's instructions and told my friends and family to listen. Now she's hooked just like me. I have fond memories of picking up Nita from elementary school and driving aimlessly around Nova in my canary yellow 1985. Okay, live in the now, okay? Live in the now. I'm tired of the whole we go back 400 years, okay? You were just rolling with me, and I was getting excited because you turned Nita onto the podcast, even though, and then you've got to say, you know, back when I really listened, okay?
Oh, Mike, don't.
I think you're being a little too sensitive
here.
Yeah,
love it.
The guy wrote in. He listens. Oh, lady. I don't listen. Who?
Never mind.
What?
Never
Canary
mind.
Yellow?
Where's
what?
My bagel? Okay.
Canary Yellow, Chevy Cavalier convertible, listening to Mike and laughing together. Thank you.
Isn't that sweet?
Now we text each other our favorite. Oh, see, I blew it. I jumped the gun.
Mm, yeah.
Now he says we text each other our favorite quotes from the podcast. Let me just say to this guy, this lady, I'm sorry. Never mind. On April 18th, my baby sister will. I'm Jenny. I know I'm going to read your name normally at the end of this letter. I really would like to have a redo and start this letter all over again because I apologize for my absolutely irrational outburst.
Takes a big man. Big man.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and interns, A few weeks ago, my much younger sister, Nita, surprised me by sending in a birthday request, so today I'm returning the favor. I introduced her to the Don and Mike Show when she was 7 or 8. 6 months ago, when I discovered the podcast, I followed Mike's instructions and told my friends and family to listen. Now she's hooked just like me. I have fond memories of picking up Nita from my elementary school and driving aimlessly around Nova in my canary yellow 1985 Chevy Cavalier convertible, listening to Mike and laughing together. Now we text each other our favorite quotes from the podcast. On April 18th, that's right. Way to go. On April 18th, my baby sister will enter the second year of her douchebag 30s. Since we are both white girls from Vienna, it would mean the world to both of us if the metro driver on the Orange Line to New Carrollton could wish her a happy birthday. Thanks for many years of laughter and sisterly bonding, Jenny Tyler. Let's see what happens. See if you can guess, okay? Metro card, Metro card, Metro card. Yes, here he comes. Here he comes.
Kiss that. It's an old line. Kiss. Doors are going to be opening on the program. I see a Vienna. It's planned in Metro. That's all. This is the green line.
Oh, no.
Watch out!
No, no.
Watch out! Green line. Middle of the hood, doors open on the. Yeah. This is the blue line. We got some bad actors on the platform here. This is the orange line to Vienna. Are you going to the game? Hi, hockey fans. Doors will be opening on the right, so gather on the left, you idiots. Thank you.
There he goes. There's the Metro driver.
The green line is an all-time high for crime. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's really nasty. And you know what? Look, they don't do what New York does in the city of Washington, D.C., so they need to. They need to get more people out there protecting the citizenry.
Yes.
Next letter says, hi, guys. My husband, Dave DeCenzo, turned 39 yesterday, and he needs some advice. Could Gingy?
You know,
oh, Gingy.
It's a figurative for gingerbread man.
Could Gingy give Dave some tips on how to live his last year of douchebaggery to the fullest? Thank you all so much for what you do. You are awesome. Margaret DeCenzo. Let's see what happens. Cartoon. Blank. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Man.
I'm sorry. That's
harsh.
You know, and it's really not my goal.
Well, Mike, it's the luck of the draw.
I did that too. I was ramping up. Things up. I know you were.
You can't just give him away, Mike. You're
you
right.
Know what? But no, really, he's got a repertoire. Get into his other repertoire a little
That's
bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Seriously. Hey, fellas, I just wanted to apologize for not purchasing the bonus. Yeah, we're not doing it. I just wanted to apologize for not purchasing the bonus show package sooner. What the hell was I thinking? I've recently loaded all 267 bonus shows onto my 160-gigabyte iPod Classic.
Hey.
That's right, Oscar. I still rock the Classic. Listening to them gets me through the long days of driving a delivery truck. There have been many times that I've had to hide on the side of my trailer because I look crazy as I laugh uncontrollably. So to everyone that only listens to the free show, step up your game and buy the bonus show package. It's worth every penny and then some. Please keep providing us with the Fallout funny. That's from Charles. Now, that's a
Thank
letter.
You. Nice
Charles,
letter, isn't it?
Yeah. He didn't ask for anything. He just gave.
Letter. He doesn't Thank like you. The gingerbread man voice.
Thank you, Charles.
I'm Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the underlings. I want to say a happy belated birthday to my old man, Jim DiGiacomo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like Tommy.
If it hadn't been for him listening to you guys all those years ago and turning me on to talk radio, I never would have gone to college to study broadcasting. Oh, no!
Can I do a quick editor's note, a live one that I did not write
sure.
in here? For a guy who's studying broadcasting, make sure you go to those English classes, too.
Very good.
This needed reconstructive surgery to make this letter
maybe
work.
Maybe he was texting while driving.
Maybe, I hope so.
However... See, that you don't start a paragraph with however.
That's right.
You can. However, because of your show, I now fear for my dad's life. Every week I get calls from him saying he almost flew off the treadmill while listening to the show. Carla listens on exercise equipment almost exclusively. That's when she gets it.
Yeah.
After he composes himself, he awkwardly looks around at other gym rats as they give him the stare usually reserved for that crazy homeless guy on the corner giggling to himself. In my attempt to have him fly off that moving sidewalk and into the wall behind him, I hope to take a spin of that magical wheel of voices and have his favorite fey man of all time, Jack Cassidy, wish him a deliciously fabulous birthday from his only son, Frank.
Aww.
Okay, let's see what happens. All right. Cigarette holder, cigarette holder, cigarette holder.
Hey.
Oh, here he comes. Well, wait a minute. You're not Jack Cassidy. You're the gingerbread man.
What?
It's Gingy Cassidy! I like to smoke cigarettes while I'm in bed!
There he goes. Thank you. That's Frank. That's his only son that sent that in. Thank you very much,
that
Frank.
Was a well-played game, Mike.
Very good. And now moving right along. Good morning, good people of the show. This is Mr. Merle writing... to respectfully and humbly ask that you mention some birthday wishes to my wife, Merle Rogers. Her birthday is April 19th.
Hey, Merle.
As you know, she is a huge fan of your show, which in turn makes me a fan of your show. Any kind of message you could send out to her would tickle her immensely. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you all for making her so happy. She truly loves you guys. Sincerely, Mike Rogers, a.k.a. Mr. Merle. Well, here's my birthday advice for Merle Rogers. Merle, there's this place called Facebook. I suggest you post on it occasionally.
What?
Anyway, love you. Love you, babe. Hi, Mike, Oscar, Rob with two Bs. Yesterday was my daughter's 21st birthday. Like a lot of other college students, she cast her first vote ever for Bernie Sanders. A lot of college kids are doing
yes.
that. And she has a Feel the Burn sticker on her car. I'm sure she would love it if the Wheel of Voices spins true and Bernie Sanders would wish her a happy birthday. We don't need to spin. He already came in.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
right.
That's the way it works. Thanks again for everything you guys do. Robert Wood. That's wonderful. You know, that's Bob Wood. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
so sorry,
on.
But they're really they're stacked.
We're doomed.
We're doomed.
Oh, Oscar's doing all the voices today. How nice.
Hold on. Well, let's spin it. What the hell?
Really?
Yeah, because I realized something that caught my eye on a Bernie clip that all I right. saw today. Okay, white hair, white hair, white hair. Hair. White hair. There he is. Okay. Coming in. This, hi, Bernie.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I saw a clip from your little rally you had in New York City last night.
Oh, Washington Square, yeah.
Where you mentioned it was a big crowd. Did you say anything else besides this is a crowd's real?
Yes, I said it's colder than normal in New York City. This is a really big crowd. I heard that it's going to be cloudy tomorrow. Who has ridden the subway to get here? That's a nice jacket in the front row. This is a big crowd.
All right, thank you, Bernie.
Thank you.
Seems like maybe it's taking its toll, the campaign trail,
a
little
bit.
He
needs to stay on point.
Very strange.
He
hey
has
guys.
Cars in front of him. The weather.
Yes. He said that. I swear to God, he said that around.
This is a really big crowd.
Wasn't there a birthday and all that?
Let me see. Robert Wood. Let me see.
His daughter.
His daughter, yes. And
there was a card, Mike, in front of Bernie Sanders that said, breathe, Gordon.
Right. This was my daughter's, like, a lot. There's no name.
No name.
No name?
No. No, she
That's
he didn't
rough.
Give his daughter's name. People do that constantly.
Well, because it's really not about the daughter, is it?
No, it's not.
It's
no.
about
yeah,
Bob
Wood.
Oh, my
Wood. God, we're running late. Hey, guys, my
sweet.
Wife Wendy and I always pull out the odd phrases from daily life and say, that was my old DJ name. Just today, something was missing in the fridge, and when she found out, Wendy said, it's behind those sneaky pickles. That's worth a letter. And, of course, I said immediately, that was my old DJ name, Sneaky Pickles. That's fantastic. Welcome to the Sneaky Pickles Show. show. Well, maybe you had to be there. Nope, we didn't. That was fantastic. We sure laughed. Thanks, as always, for the daily hilarity. All the best, Jeff C. Sneaky Pickles.
Love it.
Hey, coming up, the Sneaky Pickles show is coming up right after Sardine Can. All right. Anyway, that didn't work. Moving right along. Hey, guys, I was wondering why you guys occasionally mention Kevin Ryder and Gene Baxter, Kevin and Bean. I listen to their podcast, too, but you guys are my favorite. I save TMOS for the ride home and help me relax and smile after a long day. I just thought it was funny that Mike brings up Bean occasionally. Well, I worked with him way back in the day at WAVA and also, I think, maybe at The Wire, at WYR.
Really? Wow.
I think Bean used to work in Maryland. Yeah, I think he worked at The Wire. My memory's horrible. Maybe that's how you guys know him. I knew him primarily at WAVA, though. Mm-hmm. And, he did work at WYRE. By the way, does Mike realize that he is the Bean of your podcast? Everyone but Mike has to commute to the studio in D.C. while Mike just walks into his house. Well, I walked into my living room.
Yeah, he's already in his house, but we get the
chance. I don't walk to my house. Yeah. I'm in my house, just like the Kay and Bean show. Sorry to bother you. Just thought that was funny. Yeah, I do too.
Why are you so mad at the listener?
Chris from Wichita was just, it just was like, you know.
Do you think Kevin and Bean, Mike, do you think they're telling the truth?
It's a Wichita letter.
Do you think Kevin and Bean are telling the truth about their studios?
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries.
And our final letter.
That was worth it.
Yeah. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, et al. On Wednesday, April 13th, I'm celerating my third year in the F at all 40s. That's good. I like that. In the past, I've asked Mike to do one of his many voices, but as I've gotten older, my tastes have changed. This year, I'd like to ask a favor of Mr. Matthew Boom Boom Bloom.
Whoa.
This is good. I would love to celebrate my special day by hearing Pony read rap lyrics in his wonderfully flat, lifeless monotone.
Thank you.
He craves action. I crave those dulcet tones dropping fat beats. I suggest Mo Money, Mo Problems from Notorious B.I.G. Thanks, guys, and keep the hilarity flowing. Daniel Tichy, and Rob, you've got the lyrics.
I just handed them to Matt, yes.
Very good. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pony Boom Boom Bloom.
Big Papa, no info for the DEA. Federal agents mad because I'm flagrant. Tap my cell and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam lyrical dream. I be that cat you see at all events. Bent cats in holsters, girls on shoulders. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's because you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get that gat. Where the true players at? Throw your rollers in the sky, wave them side to side.
You have to stop laughing at yourself.
Yeah,
that
don't make
it better.
You're doing a rock thing.
Don't do that.
Throw your rollies in the sky, wave them side to side, and keep their hands high. While I give you, girl, the eye, player, please.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely delightful. I guess we
perfect move on.
Mm-hmm. We're going to catch up with the rest of the show.
Sure. Get ready, America.
Strong ending. Yes, it's going to be outstanding. We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. I don't really know what to think about that, but let me compose myself. We'll be right back, everybody.
Do you like Oscar Santana?
I do.
But worry he might be too misogynistic? Then check out The Rob and Joe Show with noted feminist Joe Robinson. Listen to Joe's opinion on the importance of young girls to have a positive body image.
I'm sure that in most high schools, the cheerleaders are under two bills. I'm sure they don't have to order special uniforms like they did for these cheerleaders I saw. I really don't want to talk about it. I think that's mean.
Get Joe's take on equality in the bedroom.
The problem is I want to get a canopy bed because, you know, I like to tie chicks up and I'm going to be single again, right?
Hear Joe's analysis on the perils of prostitution.
Propositioning my girlfriend for a threesome with him and his wife. Now, I'm not offended by that. I'm offended by the idea that he tried to give her $40.
You can listen to The Rob and Joe Show weekly at MikeO'MearaShow.com or on demand on the TMOS app.
In order to date me, you need to be a whore. That's what I said.
That's a good way to pick up whores.
Wow. That's fantastic, boys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon Computers. They are incredible.
Really great.
They just do so many things for us. And, you know, I hear that they're going to be around for a long time.
We'll see.
They're new. With a computer, you can check the weather. You can do a complicated math problem. You can even now order a pizza.
What?
Computers also let you go shopping. That's the thing that's incredible. I still go to the store often. But the way I understand it is these modern devices let you shop from the comfort of your own home. I mean, you can actually buy something without touching it.
I know. And they'll mail it to you.
You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, welcome to the jungle, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to use a computer and support the show at the same time. Ride the wave of the future. Use computerized technology. Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy.
Woo!
Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app.
Okay.
And click the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us. Thanks, buddy, and welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah! I like computers.
I like it when you, Rob Spiewak wrote that little Amazon commercial. When you harness your inner snark, I ask for that for all the commercials.
All the fake clients.
Yes, very good. That's what I would like. They're real. We like Amazon. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, I've been chomping at the bit.
Yes.
Because this is very fresh. This is hours old. We delayed taping the show today because I was requested, my presence was requested at Donuts for Dads.
Right.
Which was at my kids' preschool today. Now, here's where Mrs. O'Mara has straightened my life out. And I don't slide on anything. In my previous incarnation, this might have been something I would attend. Maybe not, but I would always
have work. You didn't have the time, Mike.
Very busy.
Maybe I didn't have that. Oscar, I would say more or less I didn't have the flexibility. We all are able to do what we need to do, and we can kind of
tailor. Yeah, but if you had your afternoon show, you couldn't just leave in the morning. You were prepping for the show.
I was prepping for the show, but the thing, I think the long and short of it, I did, yeah, I was prepping all day for the show. Why are you laughing at me? Stop that. You know.
Okay. You know what was amazing about that?
I actually do. I do show.
I know,
prep.
But he almost got sometime. Through it. He almost right. got through it with a straight face.
No,
it was
but
very close.
Exactly. That you're two
try some show prep sometimes. You're two, see how it works.
Your 2 o'clock show prep.
The thing about the stuff that was at my daughter's school back in the day, the way I remember it, was always in the afternoon.
It was always evenings.
6 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Five or 6 o'clock.
And you could not do it.
I couldn't even make 7 o'clock because they were far away.
Yeah.
So, but Carla really, she's whipped me into shape, said, you're going to this. And I probably might have hemmed a little bit. I know not even to hem or haw. I don't give her a hem or a haw when this comes.
He neither haws nor hems.
Didn't I say this on the show yesterday? I plan to be much more engaged
involved.
With the little
present.
Guy. That's kind of my thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I wrote down my daughter's little student film that she's going to be in, and she called me out of the blue the other day, and I have a great relationship with both Catherine and Elizabeth. But I want to be there. I want to be there because, you know, with a broken home and my previous marriage,
yes.
I probably wasn't there as much as I could have been. And so this is a do-over. Don't let any divorced father that has a young kid do it. However, everybody knows the elephant in the room is the fact that, look at this. See this beard? It is white. Mm. It is Santa Claus white. I am 56 years old. I am not a young man, okay? So
I'm handsome 56, though. And you should be clear that it's not a Santa Claus beard.
It's a white beard.
You keep it closely cropped in a good style. It's not like you're walking in like, you know, ho, 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 ho.
No, I don't. I'm not like, you know, I'm not a member of the Harley owners group of Fairfax.
That's okay? What I was hoping
so
you would
that's
say.
That's the thing. So the fact is, oh, by the way, hey, Mike. Oh, God. Use some floss. But anyway, so the fact is, in the back of my mind, when you get all the little kid stuff out of the way and then arranging our schedule,
right.
Letting you guys know what I've got going on.
Yes.
You know, and by the way, I'm not always going to do that. There are going to be times.
You're not always going to tell us in advance?
I'm not
going to
tell you what I'm doing. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of being asked. I want
you didn't
privacy.
Have to, ever.
Thank you. I know, that's right. Ever.
No.
So anyway.
And I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
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 You never have to, Mike. You never have.
In the back of my mind, I am saying to myself, And this is way, way down there. This is a way, you know, getting him to school, getting him ready for school, getting him in there. Way in the back of my brain, I'm saying, I wonder if I'll be the older or the oldest dad. And I think that's perfectly normal to think that way because I have been involved in enough drop-offs at school with him where I've seen the fathers that come in. And the fathers could be my son in many cases, okay? So I go in today, and they've got I walk in, and immediately his preschool teacher gives me the, okay, you sign him in, and then you go down the hallway. Now, I know he's got a peanut allergy. We've got, they're so incredible. These educators, we've got a baggie with two donuts that are peanut, you know, these are whatever free, the peanut allergy free, because I guess some of the donuts are fried in peanut oil. I don't know.
Well, then they shouldn't have them in the building.
No, no. But the thing about
don't get wrapped up in the donuts.
If you're allergic to peanuts, being in the absolute vicinity of that donut is going to cause trouble.
You can't. They were thoughtful and they had special donuts for him in a baggie. And they said, if you don't want to go into the room where the donuts are, you can do that. He does not. He's been around donuts, for God's sakes. He's my son.
Don't go into the room where the donuts are.
Breathe the air with the donut, the peanut donut oil.
Mr. O'Mara.
EpiPen.
Mr. O'Mara, this is the police. We've traced the call. The donuts are inside the building.
Jesus, do I have to break already? We have to break.
It would be great if we could break now.
We have to break right now. Let me break, and I will come back, and I will tell you the whole story that involves the photo shoot, the crafts. And then a moment of simpatico where there was another, there were actually two old farts like me in
there.
That's
good.
I'm like, zang. We'll take a break and I'll come back and tell you all about that because it has a tragic ending. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Love that song.
Great song.
How many years? That 5-6 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
That's a good song.
Like Billia. Billia. That's great video.
Do you like that, Regis?
That's great video.
Oh, my God. Regis this morning?
Yeah, well, he was silver haired.
Oh, I feel so bad. They should not put him on TV anymore.
Yeah, he did the final hour. Let me rephrase that. He did the last hour of the Today Show with Kathy Lee today because I think Hoda's at a beautician or something.
Yeah, she's on vacation.
And he's let his hair go completely white.
Well, not just that. Like, the timing is like
horrible.
And she's doing everything she can.
Oh, this was the greatest moment. And you're
My God. Well, wait. Let me do the commercial.
Do it, and then I'll tell you something that'll really blow your mind.
This is a portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Sleep Number. Spring is in the air, and that means it's time to get outside and get moving again. Do you know that more exposure to natural light in the morning helps to reset your body clock for a better night's sleep? Did you know that? Well, it's true. They know it at Sleep Number. If you really want to sleep your best, it may be time to replace your old mattress with my bed. The Sleep Number bed, the product that I have enjoyed for years, the best. It's the only bed that adjusts on each side for your ideal comfort and your Sleep Number setting. That's what it is. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want based on my back health. I've got, I'll tell you what I've got. I've got bad discs in my back. Mm-hmm. And every now and then, I got to soften or firm up my mattress to get a great night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed does that. Whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting, cutting back on the caffeine, or changing your exercise regimen, you'll always know what's working because they've got Sleep IQ that tells you how you're sleeping. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95.
Yes!
Whoa!
And I feel great. You can't afford to compromise your sleep. You can afford a Sleep Number mattress starting at only $799.99. No better sleep? Find your Sleep Number setting at any of the over 500 Sleep Number stores. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to do that odd thing you do with your eyes and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you. Thank you very much. So Regis, was he doddering?
The thing was so bad, and you know, we used to watch Regis pretty religiously when we were on in the afternoons, and he was riding high with Millionaire, right? And so Kathy Lee is sort of getting into the fact of the old days because she's having an anniversary with Hoda.
Hoda.
And she said, go on, Regis, talk about it. And he, what? Tell them. What? And
he said,
tell them how you saved the network. And then he goes, well, you know. And he didn't even take that bait, which was his song.
Wow. So he shouldn't be there. Yeah. He shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Is she like throwing him a bone? Is that what she's doing?
I think he wants to do it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
He wouldn't do it if he didn't want
to
do it.
No, he's there. And then at one point, like even a funny story, apparently when Disney, you know, finally let him go.
Yes.
They gave him a plaque outside the studio that Regis used to do his show in. And then they gave him a lifetime pass to all the Disney parks. He was 80, by the way.
Well, there's nothing I want to do than go to Harry Potter land. Or is that Universal? I forgot.
You got to help me on Space Mountain. I'm having trouble with the straps.
Well, speaking of doddering. So I get in there. There's a donut room. Then there's a little hallway where my little guy is having his picture taken with his dad. So I get to sit down. And the picture is, it's so funny, because that's the... that's the coagulation point. That's where all the dads are going to.
Yes.
You can tell a lot of guys got to slay the dragon. They want to get the photo op. It's kind of like proof, and I'm
let's
no exception.
Get this over with.
Get it done. But I roll
like
into
signing,
the donut room.
Signing the guest book at church.
Exactly. Yep. But I roll into the donut room, and there it is just wall-to-wall dads. And I sit down, and you know, I say, the dads, I don't know whether... They're exchanges. It's if there's familiarity, there's a conversation. If there's not, I think it's pre-work, and the dads are like, "Hey, how you doing?" You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm in that same boat. So
also, the sheer premise that it's a bunch of dudes around all these little kids.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. No, I meant it's great. It's fantastic.
Noticeably silent right here.
It's quiet. It's a waste of time. But it's it might be on a certain level great for the kids. I think it might
You know
be.
What's great for the kids? Reading to them before they go to bed. That's great for the kids.
Yep. Thank you. And hitting them with a leather strap.
You'll be there sooner
than you know. And you'll hear the same thing come out of my mouth then.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and right about the time your kid is, say, five, you'll be saying, you know, we're going to a funeral of a man that I worked with.
Actually, Oscar is ready to go. They have an event at Oscar's school. It's empanadas for infants.
There we go. Arriba.
So, do you mind wearing that traditional poncho?
The thing over the shoulder?
So they can take pictures with you? No. I do mind.
Welcome to Churros for Dad. We go.
Stand next to the donkey figure.
We go in. I get his donut out of his baggie. I get his special peanut-free donut.
Yes.
I get him a little orange juice, and I grab a water for myself, and I go over, and I sat, because I'm the fat guy. I'm 10 minutes into my drive to that school. I know I'm not digging on a donut. I'm not going to do
it. I'm with you there.
Plenty of times I can hoove a donut when no one's watching.
You couldn't pay me to do it.
In the room full of 28-year-old dads, you know, that are super fit. I'm not doing that. So I sit down with him, and... right next to us is a kid from his class and his dad, and I say hello, and you know when you say, hey, how you doing? And he talks about him all the time, and the dad goes, oh, that's great. I'm like, okay, no conversation here. No, there's not. It's not mean. It's just, no. Yeah. I'm fine with that because I don't want to do it. I'm just like,
but he should
out.
At least give you, he should volley the tennis ball back, at least.
Well, there were a couple of dads that greeted each other. And I was kind of jealous because, hey, man, how you doing? Like, they live in the same neighborhood.
Sure. Yeah.
If I did that, I'd be like, hey, how are you? So this is what happens.
Have a donut, Bernie.
I look over, and sitting on the couch with this little guy is an elderly dad. And he is probably, he might even be maybe on the other side of the big 6-0. It's
wow.
Awesome. It's awesome. And then to his left. I see. No, not to his left, because that's the only guy I saw. And then about 10 minutes goes by. Michael's enjoying his donut. I'm feeding him his little orange juice. And I see this other guy that's probably 30 walk over and say something to the kid that the older guy's with. Right after that, am I telling the story well so you can understand?
Yes.
A guy comes in with what appears to be his father. And then introduces his father to the grandfather who I was looking at. It's not the father.
Oh,
it's the grandmother.
No.
I told that story so badly, but to make it long, hey, I'd like you to meet my dad.
And I'm like, oh, God, the father, the real father of the kid that was out there, I don't know, playing soccer somewhere while dad was sitting in this room pretending to be the elderly father. The long and short of it, no, I'm lapping these guys, okay?
Yeah.
I got 20 years on these guys. I am sitting there, yeah, how you doing? Nice to see you, young man. Okay, where are you going to work out? Yeah, okay.
Did you have a conversation with Boompa or did you just leave him
be? Boompa was way across on the other side. And it's like the two grandparents knew each other, and the two young dads knew each other, and I'm dead. And then a cop sits down next to me, and I say, "And you know,
why are
cop,
you here, sir?"
No, the cop was come in full luck. Uniform. He carried his gun. It's like kind of weird, you know. So
well, he can't leave it in the car.
It is Florida,
you know. Oh. So he sits down, and the sheriff sits down next to me, and he gives off the sheriff don't want to be talked to vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there with Michael. I'm like, okay, dude, finish your donut. We're going to the craft room. And then we go to the craft room, and the craft room has finger paints. Perfect, ladies. Perfect.
How can you make donuts for dad tense?
Yeah.
How can you do that? Poor little Michael.
It was lovely.
Like,
you'll be
there.
Gonna
do
crafts. Can you answer your brother? Because that's a legitimate question he asked me. But is it not? It ain't a bowl
Oscar,
of sunshine, is it?
No, it's tense no matter what. In the best of situations, it's tense. But right. You will be there, and you will hate it, and you will do it.
My daddy's dad wasn't there, and my dad wasn't there, and I'm right. not going to be
yeah.
there.
Your father didn't have a cell phone, your grandfather didn't have a cell phone. But times change. Yes. You're going to be there. Yes, you are.
And listen, it was great for him. Yeah, and I don't want to say
that's what
it was,
that's why you do it.
But think about it, Mike.
And I didn't make it. It wasn't tense, Oscar. It was. I'm not going to say it was. I can't say it wasn't fun. It was great to do this for my son.
Yes.
But the finger painting, you know, when a guy walks in, I see a dad in back of me. This guy comes in. This guy looks like Johnny Banker, and he's got a pristine white Oxford on with the tie. He's on the way and say, okay, so we're going to make handprints out of the red paint, and then you take another color. And I literally hear this guy, this dad in back of me. He's like 31, and he goes, okay.
What are you gonna paint?
Golf shirt. I don't give a rat's ass. I'm coming in to do this. You could dip me in that finger paint. I wouldn't give a rat's ass.
What are you gonna paint today, Napoleon?
Finger paint.
Just for context.
Can you see my hand is still. No, you can't tell.
Do you think Michael will remember this?
That's a negative. No,
right?
Of course not. He's two. He won't remember that. You know, I'm hoping I live long
enough. That's why they
that
took
he does
the picture.
That's why.
Look,
that's it,
little Michael. This is when your father took you to
yeah, right. It was good. So we went out. We did the finger paint. I washed him up. I washed my hand, and you know, it's fine. It's why I'm not a preschool teacher. You know, finger paint's probably not my bag. But I put my little handprint down. He put his little yellow print down. His little handprint on top of mine. It was very sweet. But unfortunately, it's a nice concept. But when you put the red hand paint with the gooey red paint, and then you put the yellow little handprint with the gooey yellow paint, you know what it comes out? Oh, what a lovely brown smudge. That he will have to remember this from, you know? This is really, really terrific. Sorry, I'm telling you. You know what? If he brings it home today, I will show it to you next week on the show.
Is that when you turned to the teacher and said, hey, nice work, Picasso?
There was another teacher, too. They're all, like, doing double duty.
Sure.
So it was like, so it was down to his classroom where we looked at the caterpillars and got the little picture
now,
book out.
Are they pets or is there an infestation?
Well, it was actually coming out of one of the kids' heads. I'm kidding, of course.
At least not that.
No. Hey, now this is head lice. No,
at least it wasn't the grandfather.
It was no problem at all. And so no, the teacher who's wonderful, marvelous lady. And by the way, there were a couple of dads that weren't there, and they made it so easy for the kids that didn't have their dads there.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like free time for me.
Yeah. It was great. And
here's recess for the 2 hours.
I said, take me over to your trains, Michael. And we went over, and as soon as he got his little Tonka truck and went over to his little sandbox that he had. They have an indoor sandbox, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
And he starts digging on it, and I was incidental. And I saw one of the other dads split. And as soon as I saw one of the other dads split, I'm like, okay, Michael, I love you. There we go. And I was
just can't be the first.
And you can't be the first. And, you know, he's had a little clinginess with mommy lately. So he's done that. And it was actually a very positive thing that I did. It was fine.
Glad you did it.
Does he still call you grandpa?
No.
He does not call me grandpa. Oh, okay. No. But I was very crestfallen when I saw, hey, this is my father, Phil. Yeah, this is my father. And you know my grandson, Peter. And it's just like, oh, fantastic. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm over there going, old man.
I'm sure Carla appreciated it.
Yeah.
And Carla was the one, she was the catalyst. Very sweet. I think she did. And now tonight, at 5:48, I take them to the airport. And they will be winging their way up to Virginia to, I will have 10 days.
That little piece of art.
Yeah. And you know what?
On his hand.
I predict about
it. I'll bring it in. If we get it today, I'll bring it in.
No, Michael is taking it with him to remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all he has. Yes. And I predict that on Tuesday, Mike will be finger painting in his own home. I call this one Teardrop.
That's nasty. They hit the commercial bed.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You haven't thought that.
10 days. It's a big suitcase.
Fruit fritters. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Michael Mara Show. News you may not need. Coming up next.
To be crying. Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, finding humor in sad situations.
Doesn't that happen a lot?
We need it to happen sometimes.
We do.
We'll have the latest on the Battle of the Bad Songs. And Gary goes to the gym. The question is, does he take the public shower?
No comment.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes. And don't forget to pick up your ticket to our live show at the DC Improv, DCImprov.com.
I've already bought mine.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Hi. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ask yourself, are you doing everything you can to make your life as wonderful as it can be? I would like to say, during the mailbag, you heard the one guy say that he finally got around to purchasing the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package, and he's loving every minute of it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what the bonus package is. The bonus shows, each and every week, an extra show we do for you. We're always a little punchy when we do them. They're uncensored, so we cuss a lot, and they're commercial-free, and usually something ridiculously hysterical happens during the bonus show. So I urge you to get off your ass and buy the bonus package, because that is a prime way that we keep this little engine running, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 2016 TMOS bonus package. Subscribe for a year of bonus and you get all access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire anthology at over 25% savings. It's all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. The TMOS bonus package. Order yours today because you deserve all the happiness in the world. What are you holding up there, Oscar?
T-shirts.
Mm. Oh my God, that's right. That's T-shirts. Right.
You
should have done that earlier in the show.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, we're kind of on a roll.
All right, next week, we're going to talk about our T-shirts.
Yes.
Is that okay to do it next
week? That's totally cool.
It is.
Totally cool. But I wanted to remind you.
Oh, thank you. Yes. You did. You should have reminded me.
Well, there was no spot in between story.
No, however,
like lay it.
Not when I'm ramping and raving and all that.
Allow me to just say this. Nice shoehorning, Gladys.
I'm going
to
do it. You know what? I'm going to do it before the news. Here it is.
Okay.
We are launching a Mike O'Mara Show line of T-shirts, and we're going to launch that line of T-shirts with three new ones. And here's where we need your help. We need three designs for three separate T-shirts, and it is the philosophical line of T-shirts, the philosophy line.
Yes.
This is the philosophy. It is my philosophy. Don't get happy. Send those to us, and you can send them anywhere. I don't care if you text them. I don't care how I get them. Send your designs for T-shirts to the Mike O'Mara Show, or you can put it on our Facebook page. I don't care where it comes. Mine is Don't Get Happy. Rob Spiewak, what would you like to have set on your T-shirt?
I think I'm going to go with Fun is the Best Thing to Have.
Fun is the best thing.
Boo.
Oh, God.
Come on.
And thank you for the support.
Come on. Who needs arteries? That's even better. You know?
That is, do you have a backup? Do you have one other one? Do you have any other ones?
No.
You didn't put any effort into it.
How about
whatsoever.
This? You, the listener, get to make up Rob's tagline.
Yes. Yes. Give Rob his suggestion. Fun isn't. What is.
Fun is the happiest way to have fun.
Isn't that what I said?
We made us get to the news today.
Jesus.
Fun is the best thing to have, is what I said. Don't rip it up. Don't rip it up.
We have to.
Is that? Did you focus group that? Who said that's okay?
Rob, you have more sayings than anybody on the show.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of sayings, but I was thinking
just now.
I was thinking of, no, we mentioned philosophies, and I was thinking philosophies, and that is a catchphrase I use. A catchphrase giving it too much. But it's just, you know, we like to have fun because fun is the best thing to have. And if you're busy not getting happy, I'm busy trying to make things fun.
Oh, no.
I'll give you something else if you want something else.
But let's see if, Oscar, do you have one? Oh, keeping it
tight. Yeah, keep it tight. Oh, but that makes more sense. You had a soliloquy.
I'm trying to think. We have to have one for Rob.
There's 10. They're all mean. I don't know if that's. I want something that really represents him.
Yeah, well, he was supposed to choose it.
How about bigger than ever?
That's pretty good.
I mean, that is correct.
I just. Pony, help. I'm going to anybody in the room right
Daddy
now.
Daddy earned
Mac,
this.
Mac, Maddie, anybody.
Oh, Mac will fix it. Mm-hmm. What do you say, Mac?
Mac, what do you say? Any ideas for Rob's t-shirt, like his philosophy or anything like that?
I'm trying to think of anything. I can't come up with anything off the top of my head.
Okay. Oh, don't make poor Mac. I'm sorry. Come on. Hold on. I've got a few.
Oh, this will be good. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, I've got one. Okay. I got one.
Yes.
Have a boss birthday.
Yes.
Oh, that would be
that
great.
Is sweet. Mm-hmm.
That's not a
this?
Final. That's one.
What? I mean, but that's too specific. What about boss t-shirt?
No, it's not.
Because
not
it doesn't.
Enough. It's just not thick enough. You've got a million of them. You've got a million of them there. I'm just trying to think of. But
How about this? Season pass. Right? For a season pass at King's Dominion?
How about this?
Keep explaining. Maybe it'll get better.
Here's a good one. I got a good one.
Better than
now,
let's be happy.
Don't get offended at this.
Why would I?
Okay. I live in the past.
Hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the past.
What about we'll have a before and after
something
shirt?
Something about your love of nostalgia.
How about a before and after shirt, and the after is actually a hole in the ground?
I'm just trying to. It's got to be. See, don't get happy is pretty standard stuff.
Right.
Keeping it tight. Oscar's been saying that's his thing.
You keep it tight.
Or keep it tight. And I'm saying I live in the past.
Living in the past.
What is? Do you have a catchphrase?
I mean, there's certain things I say. I don't think many of them are not.
Think about it.
We did a t-shirt in the past that said, "Get ready, America." That was one. I know, and I never was all that fond of it.
No.
What do you say? You probably say something to your kids all the time that you don't realize when you're on the show.
Oh, wait. The kids like it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
The kids like it.
The kids like it. Yeah. Because that can be taken in many different ways.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the kids like it, and I could see some sort of snack food or something like that.
Or a decomposing obese body.
Oh, no.
Stop it. Come on now.
A tube. No. How about the kids like it on a tombstone?
What about objects appear larger in the mirror?
Objects in mirror larger than they appear. Yeah.
What if it was...
I hate to see Oscar's personality in a mirror.
All right. Wait a minute. Let's do this. I'm fat, too, so this is a t-shirt I would wear.
Maybe that's...
What would be something you could put on a t-shirt that would acknowledge that you and I'm including myself in this, could acknowledge our weight, but it would be funny? Like, it would be kind of going in the opposite direction, you know? Like bodybuilder. Something... That
Miami Mice.
That,
or how about... Stolen from the gym. like a t-shirt that was actually stolen from Gold's Gym or something like that. Property of Gold's Gym.
Property of...
What if it
gym,
was...
The,
no,
property
how about
of
this?
The gym, I go,
Rob's t-shirt, it's the Michael Mara Show on the front.
The logo,
and then
yeah.
It's the actual recipe for his tater tot casserole on the back.
And you said fun is the best thing to have is too long.
No, but then it's a concert shirt, and there's going to be
a concert shirt.
Yeah, but
tour dates.
But it's like tour dates, but it's the actual recipe.
The recipe.
What is that on your sweatshirt says one team. What is that?
It's a Penn State sweatshirt.
One team.
One team.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
You know what that means. We were alleging that Rob would go to elementary schools for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now he's got the Penn State sweatshirt.
Oh, Jerry.
All right, you know what? I tell you what we have to do. We will announce this weekend. You know you'll get it. You know you'll
get
it.
Mac's got something. He might kill the show here.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be really the worst decision ever. Go ahead.
One time.
Yes! One time.
Really?
One time.
Yes.
Do you think people will dig that?
You're one time.
Here's the thing. Keep it tight is something everybody could say to somebody else.
Yeah.
Don't get happy. Somebody could say, one time. It's like, super inside with the show.
Okay, I like that.
But
okay.
I think, I like it. I'm not going to make it a finalist yet.
All right.
And but we've got two. We need our third.
Feel free to write in.
Yes.
And now, you know, and bring it. If you want to bring the idea and the design at the same time, we will get a t-shirt for Rob before. What were you going to say? Because
I was going to say that would look really cool if you could somehow incorporate something musical with it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Or like it's in like Korean font.
Oh, I've got it. Mm-hmm. I've got it.
Yes.
We're going to have to go to break when I do.
I'm ready.
Right,
go ahead.
You know I love you, right? Oh, no. You know I do, right? Mm-hmm.
Should I leave the room?
This could be
Should I leave the industry?
No, this actually goes along with the whole idea of the t-shirt and the idea and bringing that, because I gave a couple of days notice about this. The t-shirt could say, "Ask me when I gave up."
I love that it's in the past tense.
Black meaning, t-shirt, ask
meaning,
me when I gave up.
Meaning that it already happened.
There you go. That'd be good work. What do you think? Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault from Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Barry Show.
No. What's this nonsense here, Box? After all,
Hey, look at the beach.
Hey, buy us new.
Hey, Bullpaws.
Hey, Schnapp.
Stop calling me names.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Donner, you should be ashamed of yourself. What a pity. He had a nice takeoff, too.
Just goes to prove that Santa is a dick, too. Check out AmeriCast every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network. Download it on the TMOS app or from iTunes today.
Thank you very much, Mark Caserta. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. Hey, sports fans, you've got your hat, you got your glove, you got your tickets. There's only one thing missing, your FanDuel team. FanDuel is the best way to experience sports, period. With FanDuel, you don't just watch your favorite team, you get to create your own. Think about it, your friends, the games, the adrenaline. FanDuel is something, when I'm on FanDuel, it makes the sports viewing experience so much better. And it's not just for that guy from that town who won tons of money. No, that's not the way it works. FanDuel has contests for everyone. Even if you are just starting out, if you are a rookie, if you're a seasoned vet, it doesn't matter. You can try a 50-50 contest. If you end up in the top 50%, you will win.
Easy.
It's
great.
Just fun. It makes the sports experience so much better. Both the website and the mobile app are easy to use. Even beginners can do it. But don't just take my word for it. It's time to experience sports in a whole new way. Try FanDuel now. Enter a FanDuel league right now. If you don't win any prize in your first contest, they will refund your entry fee up to $10 back to your FanDuel account so you can play more. Just deposit, play, and if you don't win, they'll refund your first entry fee up to $10. Go to FanDuel.com and use the code TMOS. That's FanDuel.com, promo code TMOS. This is FanDuel, the best way to experience sports. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, April 14, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
Yesterday, and it was fun to watch my son get all worked up about it and tell him the news this morning. Probably the biggest day the NBA ever had, I would say.
Pretty amazing with Kobe and the Golden State
and the Warriors. But before we get to that, this thing yesterday tickled me no end. Some guy did a parody of about every Disney song of the past 20 years, and he posted it on Snapchat. So it was a series of really short videos all put together, and it sounds like a Disney song, but it's all about making steak and eggs. I thought this was really funny.
Disney songs be like, "Hello, friends, oh, wondrous day. I am happy now to say that I am going to make some steak and eggs. Clear the counter,
and he's doing it while he's singing.
You're the bride and you're the groom, and I hereby pronounce you steak and eggs. Now I've got to grate the cheese, omelette du fromage, mais oui, because that's just how I like my steak and eggs.
He's talented, whoever this is.
Peppers, just that's a little, cool. Not a lot. Jalapeno peppers, because it's better when it's hot. Crack the eggshells nice and quick. Sorry, little baby chicks, I need your bodies for some steak and eggs. Spatula I cannot find.
Here it is.
Oh, thanks. So kind. And now I'm one step closer. Steak and eggs.
Oh, that's great.
You can do this, Mike.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Nearly
absolutely.
There now. Here we go. I'm almost going to eat my steak and eggs.
And I don't want to spoil it for you, but he eventually gets his steak
this
and eggs.
This hack. Mike, he did it such a better way.
He didn't do it spontaneously.
No,
he wrote
no.
it.
No,
wrote
absolutely. Yeah. But it was
today
so
today we're
funny.
Going to do a t-shirt. Rob has the worst taglines, but we will find the right tagline for Rob.
Hey, he can sing and be unfunny. Does Game of Thrones come back this weekend?
Yes.
All right. I thought this was amazing. A
group I'm
going
to dive in. I'm going to try to dive in with both feet this weekend. And by the way, I want to thank you publicly for sending me that Dirty Dancing DVD.
Don't
that was very
it.
Sweet of
you.
Don't I
mention
really
it.
Appreciate that.
Because
that
you
was
said
very, very cool.
you announced that you were going to order it for yourself this weekend. I said,
I know.
There's no way he's ordering it for himself
he's
this
absolutely
weekend.
Right. I wouldn't have done it. But I tell you, when I got it, I'm looking at it. It's on the kitchen counter right now. And I want to watch it this weekend. And I can't wait. Kellerman,
do you know
Rob and I are Jack Weston fans.
On Amazon, time. It was cheaper to buy a Blu-ray of that with Havana Nights than it was to buy it on its own.
April 24th.
Is that when it opens?
So, yes.
All right, very good. When you do it, hear the theme song and think of this version by a band called Flat Lonesome. This is the bluegrass version of the Game of Thrones theme. I do love bluegrass.
I wish I could find more good bluegrass.
Didn't I send you some?
Yeah, I'm just talking about like a festival.
It's sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
You know,
buy the DVD.
I would really, really love to go to a bluegrass festival outside, down here. I'm sure they've got them down here. I gotta seek that out.
In Florida? No, mostly classical music.
At the ball game, they had a bluegrass band and took my boy right out in front.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's true music because there's no distortion. It really,
very
the instruments
cool.
sound like themselves.
Absolutely.
But this is not the best version of the Game of Thrones theme. I think this is still my favorite. This is the Peter Dinklage mix.
Pizza.
Still funny.
I love it.
With like its fifth appearance in the vault. Love it.
I don't know if we ever mentioned it, by the way, from Saturday Night Live, but the naked celebrity, Naked and Afraid,
uh-huh.
that he did with the lady from Saturday Night Live
yes.
is one of the funniest that they've done all year.
And then they followed it up with the Russell Crowe episode.
Does anybody know her name? The large African American woman.
She
who
does.
Is,
she always does out. Great desk pieces.
She's
and she's
always
in Ghostbusters.
Angry. Oh, she's fantastic.
And then they followed it with the Russell Crowe episode, which might be the worst episode in 10 years.
Yeah,
it's
I heard
a
that.
Saturday Night
horrible.
Live is so uneven.
Yeah,
okay, last night was Kobe's last game. The national anthem was performed by Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers on the bass.
Cool.
A lot of people are saying it's an insult, it's hard on the ears. I think it's fantastic. And he stayed fully clothed the whole time.
Well, good for
Who
him.
Who would be saying it's a... You know, that song has been modified. The
a
only
million
thing that's
times.
Insulting is if somebody screws up the lyrics.
I agree.
That's it. If you do
I
an
agree.
Instrumental version of it, I think it's still a tribute to the United
Leslie
States.
Jones.
Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones, absolutely fracturingly hysterical. And she's... I think she's got a tremendous future.
When she does the really desk do. Pieces and hits on Colin Jost...
Oh, it's
so great. The
yeah,
energy
does
is so great.
She just, I laugh so hard. And Peter Dinklage, you know, when you have a great actor
yes.
that does a comedy sketch like that, it's the best. So look it up online. It's Celebrity Naked and Afraid. Very,
okay.
Very
also, before Kobe's game last night, some famous people recorded messages for him. And of course, who's the biggest Laker fan of all time?
Jake Nicholson.
Nailed it.
Kobe, goodbye. I think I may retire with you. I'm not sure, but... It's been great watching you, and I hope you enjoyed it half as much as me and my family have. You've been an inspiration to us all, and L.A. loves you.
I like that Jack Nicholson referenced his family. What, the hookers? You never see him with a wife or kids or anything,
do you? I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, you don't see him at all. I don't know. He's a total recluse now.
You still see him at the games, though. He still
really,
shows up to the
games.
He does. Hey, and then after the game, Kobe, I thought he was pretty gracious.
I can't believe how fast 20 years went by. I mean, this is crazy. You know, I grew up a diehard. I mean, a diehard Laker fan. Diehard. So... To be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this.
So great moment for him, and he scored, I think, 60 points.
He did.
Amazing night.
Oh, they gave him the ball the whole game. Of course. That's, that's the great thing about that. I love that. I love his
comment. So was like every other game.
Yeah, oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, what a talent.
And also, amazing. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors, who had 73 wins as of last night, breaking the great Chicago Bulls record that a lot of people said would never be
touched.
Which
one did your son? Oh, sorry.
Oh, he watched. He flipped back and forth, and he told me he got up in the middle of the night and watched highlights, which is pretty cool. Nice. But you know what? Oh.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
You're doing all this sports talk. How come you're not talking about it to start with the O's?
Oh, they're undefeated, aren't they, Bill?
The Red Sox beat them last night. They were undefeated. They're having, like, the best start ever, and you're talking about Kobe Bryant out in L.A. And, you know, there are other towns you can talk about, and I don't understand that. I think it's crap.
I love that Billy's back. Mm-hmm.
He's always been a great supporter.
Very excited about the Orioles start this year.
The end of the Warriors game last night. I mean, it is cool when they make history like that.
Final seconds here at Oracle Arena. It's official number 73. The greatest regular season in NBA history now belongs to the 2016 Golden State Warriors.
It's incredible.
You know, with all the attention the Kings get and the Lakers get, and the Clippers get, it's pretty amazing that the Golden State Warriors have...
And Stephen Curry's the everyman. Like, he's not, you know, he is the everyman.
He's a fan favorite, and he's a national fan favorite because he's just a likable guy. I think it's great.
And it's really so cool. This morning when I woke Robert up, instead of him sort of growling at me and I told him about what happened last night, he actually got up and gave me a high five. He's so pumped about the whole thing.
Very cool.
So, let's close with this. Mike, they have found the first evidence in history, even in prehistory, of herpes.
Anthropologists now think that early humans may have given Neanderthals herpes.
Mm.
Yes! This happened during the Cardassia-Zoic period.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That is fantastic. The Cardassia-Zoic.
So that, great.
Man, that's Conan. He can still write that stuff. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we'll do it on Thursday like we did today. Don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means the world to us, and we rely on your word of mouth. Spread the word and tell a friend or family member about TMOS, and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
One time.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.